My fam saying, watch your back, Will. Telling the truth can get a black man killed. How can I claim to be a man and ignore these conditions? I do this for my people, fuck all of them bitches. Yeah, he could play some ball, but y'all know this. Michael Jordan is a whole bitch. He never been for blacks. I told Cooper, fuck that dude. He don't care if you can shot over his tennis shoes. Yeah, he could play some ball, but he would never be a Jim Brown, LeBron James, or Ali. I see you finally spoke up and gave a couple of dollars. Bitch, that's a publicity stunt. You ain't fooling nobody. Coon, coon, coon.
Gotta bump that Willie D.
Coon, coon, coon.
Man, what's going on, man? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Now, today's going to be a special show. I'm going to debate a black mascot for the alt-right. Now, normally I don't do it, but for shits and giggles, we're just going to do this little quick bullshit debate. So you guys stay tuned for that. This guy, I'll talk about it when I come back. But we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And I mean real quick. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on Tariq Radio.
Do you have any personal dating issues that you need addressed right now? Dating and life coach Mr. Locario will help you with his 30-minute game session. The Mr. Locario's 30-minute game session is a private one-on-one coaching session on the phone or through Skype. For 30 minutes, you'll get answers to any dating questions you have. To set up your 30-minute game session, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
Check out a brand new book out right now called The Unconquered, The Yamasee and Gullah Geechee Wars. This book is a historical novel about the 1715 Yamasee War and the first of the three successive Gullah Geechee Wars that were fought and won against the white supremacists by the melanated soldiers during the early 19th century. This book has a lot of good information in it. It talks about how they defeated their former oppressors and enslavers in South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama, and they maintained and established autonomous settlements in Florida that thrived and existed for almost 200 years. The book is available right now at paperback and by ebook. Both can be purchased at theunconquered.movie and on Amazon. Yo, check out the award-winning docuseries Elementary Genocide. This docuseries provides a critical expose of mass incarceration, the war on drugs, and the connection between slavery, capitalism, and the prison industrial complex. This docuseries features Dr. Umar Johnson, Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, Killer Mike, David Banner, Professor James Small, Kaba Kamene, and so many other people. Check out Elementary Genocide, The School to Prison Pipeline, Elementary Genocide 2, The Board of Education versus the Board of Incarceration, and the latest installment, Elementary Genocide 3, The Academic Holocaust. It's all available now at elementarygenocide.com. Yo, if you are a parent or if you are a teacher or if you're somebody who just values education, then you have to pre-order Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an animated DVD series that uses hip-hop to teach kids lessons in math, language arts, drug prevention, and much, much more. You need to check it out right now at giftedandlit.com. Pre-order right now at giftedandlit.com. What's up, family? If you're looking to make music and you need an experienced, no-nonsense audio engineer that can professionally mix and master your music, then check out my friends at LegendaryMix.com. With over 15 years in the music industry, their expertise is unmatched. LegendaryMix.com delivers professional music, mixing, and mastering for a great price and fast turnaround times. And as a bonus sign-up to their email list at LegendaryMix.com, you'll receive a discount link and a free music marketing ebook. So drop everything right now. Send a text to LegendaryMix.com at 347-565-5892 or send an email to music@LegendaryMix.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris Man, everybody.
and I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom.
Yeah, I don't
want to
start the stream and then have no one
play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever.
Then I'll start the stream and you guys will be muted so they can't hear you. I'll do the intro and then as soon as you hear me introduce.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. So, first of all, shout out to everybody who got the 1804 DVD at 1804movie.com. If you don't have yours, go to 1804movie.com to get your DVD, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to get right into it. I'm going to do a real quick debate with one of these alt-right mascots. You know, the alt-right, they're pretty cowardly. They don't really want to debate me. I've been trying to debate them forever. So they got one of their little Negro minions, R.C. Maxwell, to debate me. And normally I don't really debate victims of white supremacy, but I want to expose some stuff about how the white supremacists tried to put their mascots out there. And also, again, y'all know, I want to get into the mindset of these people, so this is for shits and giggles, but let me get them on the line while we're here. They're already on hold. Let me see what's going on here. Hold on 1 second. All right. Okay, RC, you guys there? Hello?
Can you hear me, Tariq?
I can hear you. Okay. What do we got going on over here?
I'm getting some feedback on your audio.
Okay, but, let me turn my music down. How are we now?
Oh, perfect. Awesome. So I'm going to start the stream and I am going to, you'll be able to hear me, but the people will not be able to hear me. And then I will, once you guys hear me introduce you, cause I'm going to be introducing, cause there's going to be a delay before the feed hits Facebook. I'll introduce you guys, RC Maxwell, aka Black Hannity, a debate with Tariq Nasheed, at Tariq Nasheed. And then once I introduce you guys, I'll give you the go ahead and then the conversation can start up.
Okay, that's cool. And for my listeners, the person talking is Tom Chatelet. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Tom Chatelet.
Absolutely. This right. is Tom Chatelet now, Tom, with Cernovich Media.
Yes, he's with Mike Cernovich, the white supremacist who's down with the alt-right. So Tom, I don't know if he's a white supremacist or not, but I suspect that Tom could be a white supremacist as well. So just to let my audience know who I'm talking to.
Like, say hi. Hi, everybody.
There you
so
go.
So I'm going to click stream. Here we go.
All right. So we got R.C. Maxwell, for those who don't know, he's really not really well known. Nobody really knows the gentleman, and I don't say that to disparage him. But what he's basically doing now, let me explain. He's basically auditioning for a Fox gig. So usually that's their thing. They will try to get into something with me and then try to make a reel out of it, put it on IMDb. Or so take it to Fox and try to build a rep that way. But this guy, I normally don't debate victims of white supremacy, but this guy's different. I can look in his eyes and tell that deep down he's not a real collaborator. I mean, this is a hustle, and I can kind of respect my brother's hustle to a certain degree. So that's why I wanted to chop it up with him. So RC, are you in here, brother?
I'm definitely in here, and yeah, thank you for the introduction. Not much of what you said was not
true.
Hold on,
one second, guys. Hey, everybody, just giving you the heads up right now. My name is Tom Chatelet. I'm with Cernovich News. We have a very special treat for you tonight. We have none other than R.C. Maxwell, a.k.a. at Black Hannity on Twitter, and Tariq Nasheed. This is going to be a debate hosted on the Cernovich Media platform. So I hope you guys enjoy, and it should be a very lively discussion. So I'll let you guys take it away. R.C. Maxwell at Black Hannity and Tariq Nasheed at Tariq Nasheed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So again, I semi-introduced our brother R.C. Maxwell. Again, he's I would consider him basically a mascot for the alt-right. Again, he's basically auditioning for a Fox gig. That's why he has the name Black Hannity. So he's really pandering to that audience. But I get it. I respect the hustle. I know it's a hustle. I used to be in the streets. I know hustling, and I respect it to a certain degree. And that's why I'm here. Now, with that being said, let me introduce my brother. Now, RC on his Facebook page, he's an admitted troll. He says that he's a proud American troll. Now, that's on his page. Now, let me say this here. Now, if we are trying to have a real discussion, that's fine. If you start trolling, I'm going to take that as you conceding defeat, and then that'll be it. But nevertheless, how are you, brother?
Doing great. You know, like I said earlier, much of your introduction was not accurate, but I'm sure your listeners are used to you being inaccurate. So not much of a shock there. Not auditioning for Fox News. I'm happy with my job running American Voice Pack, and yes, I'm pretty much their cheerleader. I'm their public face, and that's a C.L. Bryant Pack, who is a brother who used to be involved in the NAACP before he left the plantation. So there's still hope for you yet. I think when C.L. Bryant was your age, he was still working for the Democratic masses. So there's hope for you yet, Tariq.
Okay, and already he's starting the whole straw man Democratic deflection, and that's another popular deflection tactic that white supremacists use, and they allow their mascots to use. So understand, you're going to hear a lot of that, well, it's the Democrats' fault, that type of stuff. And you know my theory, there is no such thing as a Republican or a Democrat. We only have white supremacy right and white supremacy left. So it's all the same. But again, don't be fooled by the deflections. That's really all they can do. But anyway, so we're talking today. The debate is, are we in a system of white supremacy? And our brother, Mr. Robert Maxwell, kind of disagrees with that. Now, do you still disagree with that, sir?
Well, absolutely. Especially given my research, the facts show that in 2017, shock, no, we're not in a system of white supremacy. I'm definitely excited to see how you can describe our current system as one of being ingrained in white supremacy.
Yes.
I don't know how you don't see it as completely diluted as a power structure.
Okay. Well, we're in a system of white supremacy because the people who created the global system, they said verbally and they made a conscious effort to make it about white supremacy. The forefathers of America, almost all of them, verbally said that this is a system of white supremacy. They've spread white supremacy globally by name. There are laws that are still on the books that uses the term white supremacy. And I would like to know when that system was removed.
I really like to get into particularisms.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure particularly which kind of laws on the book currently allow for white supremacy to dominate. Also, I think it's important.
I'll be glad to give that. Let's get into that. I like to give truth their power. Let's go to the Dred Scott decision. The Dred Scott decision uses the term white supremacy and black inferiority over and over again, and the Dred Scott decision is still the law of the land. They said that the 14th and 13th Amendment was supposed to nullify the Dred Scott decision, but it did not, because we still, as black people in America, we do not have our 13th and 14th Amendment rights protected. We are killed with impunity. We do not get the option to utilize the court system to help us in a way that's going to be fair and equitable. So that means the Dred Scott decision, meaning, and the basis of the Dred Scott decision is a black man has no rights that a white man is bound to respect. That is still the law of the land. As a matter of fact, the Dred Scott decision was used in a court case last year, and somebody won the case. After the fact, they kind of scraped it from the record, but you cannot unring a bell. So that further shows that the Dred Scott Supreme Court decision is still a ballot document, and it is used all the time.
So just that I have your line of argumentation right, you're saying because there is kind of one of those situations where there's an old flunky law on the books that hasn't been stricken down to your liking, because that exists, we're in a complete system of white supremacy. See, that in and of itself is the epitome of a fallacy. And that's the problem with debates contextualized from your side. And when I mean your side, I don't mean the left side of the aisle.
Well, we're freezing. Hello. Okay, he froze.
Hold on one second, guys. While we let that reload, looks like we lost his. Sorry about that. We lost your feed there for a second, but we are back.
Okay, there you go.
So just so we're clear, white supremacy is literally the belief that white people are superior and that there is pretty much a societal function that makes sure that whites dominate society. So the Dred Scott decision, which by the way, is not law of the land. African Americans and a litany of diverse individuals are literally protected classes. The protected class. It's literally illegal to persecute these people. So obviously, you were to speak in generalities, and you said literally that black people continue to be persecuted, which is also just untrue. You and I are black people. We are not currently being persecuted by any system, and that's because we're flourishing members of a productive society. So obviously, there are individuals in society that do. They get obfuscated in a certain way. The reason why that's happening isn't white supremacy, and it isn't just happening to black people. It happens to people who engage in societal taboos. One of those taboos in society is white supremacy. In 2017, white supremacy is a taboo. So I don't understand how you can seriously say with a straight face that white supremacy is literally everywhere.
Okay, let's go back. I gave you a case law that's still on the books that you can look up now, and you use the white daddy said so argument where that is a fallacy, and it's not a fallacy. You can go look the law up. This is not my opinion. The law is still valid. The law is still practiced. So that law is not a fallacy. What is a fallacy is that black people are a protected class. We're not a protected class in this country. You can kill if you're a person who is classified as white, especially if you work for the government. You can legally kill a black person for any reason and use any "I'm white and I say so" excuse. Name the race soldiers who pose as cops who are punished for killing black folks. Give me a name of them.
Right now you're deviating.
No, I like an answer. What? No, I would like an answer. I just like an answer to that. See, I would
your
like
an answer. Your question is name.
If black people are a protected class, since so many black people are killed by what we call race soldiers working as law enforcement, name the ones who are getting punished for killing black people. Name them.
That's not an issue of white supremacy, Tariq. That's a legal decision.
Name them.
There is a legal precedent in the United States that says that if you are an officer of the law, you are allowed to make certain mistakes on the job as long as you're not doing so with some sort of specific, right? There's a specific bright line that has to be proved to prosecute or charge any officer of the law with a crime.
All these black people being killed with impunity by law enforcement are mistakes. That's what you're saying.
There are mistakes of judgment, right? So the bright line is you would have to prove that a cop was specifically engaging in a certain reckless abandon to cause bodily injury to someone or bodily harm to someone. You can't just say that's a bad shoot. This cop needs to be arrested. And that's not an issue of white supremacy. That's a legal distinction. That's a legal distinction that cops get. That's a pretty necessary one, because you don't want cops being gun shy when they have split second decisions to make in order to save someone's life. So obviously it's very easy to look at individual examples and then say, oh, look, this black person died. This one died. White supremacy exists. No, that's a fallacy. You can't use individual. You would have to what I'm explaining to you, Tariq, what you seem not to understand is you have a burden of proof to prove that society is on a trajectory that upholds white supremacy.
So let's go back to the mistake, sir. Sir, you said all these black people getting killed with impunity is a mistake. Why are all these mistakes only happening to black people?
I can tell you why. People like you, Tariq, you've seen the video of Eric Garner getting choked.
Right.
What was he doing? What was he saying? he was saying, these cops again, I don't want this. And he was completely agitated against the cops. He didn't have any respect for them, despite the fact that he was literally selling cigarettes illegally. You know, if you're going to commit a crime, you need to be willing to at least reconcile the moment that takes place when you have to, you know, pretty much,
So selling cigarettes, is a death sentence.
It's not a death sentence, but when you're selling cigarettes and the officers are trying to get you into a position to where they can detain you and so on and so, he probably would have got a ticket. It sounds like that's an infractionable offense, or he likely would have gotten a ticket. But the problem is people like you literally prop up negative beliefs and certain negative connotations with the police and white people as a whole. And people like you and your ideology are literally setting back race relations.
So, Constitution says the punishment must fit the law. The punishment must fit the crime, rather. And by the way, he wasn't selling cigarettes. But even if he was, the punishment does not fit the crime, according to the Constitution. You're not supposed to kill people over a minor infraction that you perceive. So you're saying that the Constitution should not be valid for Eric Garner?
No, I'm saying that just because police officers could stand potentially to undergo a little more training in certain situations and so on and so forth, that doesn't prove that white supremacy exists.
But the Constitution, I'm talking constitutional law, the Constitution says specifically the punishment must fit the crime. Killing a person on camera for selling cigarettes is unconstitutional, sir. Is it not?
Correct. But that's not why Eric Garner died. Eric Garner died because he didn't have respect for the law and he did not listen to those officers' demands.
And it's not listening to a demand by, is that a death sentence too?
Definitely not by my standards, but that doesn't mean
then we agree. Then we agree that this constant disregard of the Constitution is very problematic in the system of white supremacy, because in the system of white supremacy, we're still under the Dred Scott decision. So thank you. You pretty much proved that to me. So let's move on to the next thing. What we're talking about, you were saying that it's people like me who prop up a negative connotation. And I'm assuming you mean that this makes law enforcement want to violate the Constitution by targeting black people. Is that what you're implying, sir?
No, I'm just implying in a totality, people with your ideology sets race relations back. And, you know, any black teens or people, young black scholars, people who are in college, people that listen to your beliefs, you literally do a detriment to the entire race. So that's kind of really just an aside. But
let's unpack that. You said set race relations back from what?
From where we were going.
Where were we going?
Well, right now, where we're going is we're actually going to an inverse trajectory of white supremacy.
Okay,
what we see is actually domination and supremacy by non-white persons. And in fact, where society is going with progressivism and progress, the more unique you are, the more rights you have.
So you're just throwing,
if you are
Jewish, transsexual, Muslim,
you're likely to be able to, you're functionally the dominant one in society. So that's where we are in society. And I think there's many things that proves that. The fact that white supremacy is a social taboo, the fact that affirmative action exists, the fact that...
Why does affirmative action exist? Why does it exist?
Let me explain to you why it exists. Even in situations where affirmative action is not supposed to be applied, there are job postings where flat out, you can just say, I'm not looking to hire a straight white male. You can literally put that on your job posting. No one will flag you for harassment. You won't get in any sort of legal trouble. You can just flat out do that.
You're doing the whole Ben Shapiro talking point. Sir, stop it. White supremacy is affirmative action. That's the biggest affirmative action program in the history of mankind. White supremacy itself is affirmative action, benefits, privileges, and protections based on race. That's affirmative action. Even the affirmative action that's supposed to be given to black people, which was corrective action, which was to correct all of the white supremacist laws that happened during Jim Crow. More white people get affirmative action today than black people. More white women get affirmative action. Gay white men get affirmative action. White men with 1/5 Native American blood in them, they get affirmative action. So affirmative action, that's just a buzzword that white supremacists use to pretend that black people are somehow getting something that we don't deserve, which is what they do in the system of white supremacy.
Hey, Tariq.
Hey, what's up, man? Tariq. Baked. Oh, well, you got all the white supremacists with you.
You gotta wash your ass, bro.
I'm a better rapper than you.
Okay, don't troll them.
You better wash your ass, you motherfucker.
Baked Alaska. Baked Alaska. Where's your bodyguard, Baked? Where's your bodyguard? Do you need some more milk?
I will
standing guard outside. I will one-on-one take you out. I don't need no bodyguard, bro.
No, you won't. Stop threatening me.
Shame on you for making fun of Tony. He got stabbed nine times, and you made fun of him. You're a shameful man.
Stop threatening me, Bake. You threaten me all the time. You always threaten me, Bake.
Stop making excuses for White Daddy.
He's threatened me so many times, and that's why he got banned on Twitter. For being a violent white supremacist. So there you go.
Oh my God. Look how violent he is right now. He's supremacy. Gosh, it came a long way.
Yeah, well, he's with his mascot. You are violent, and you threaten me all the time. You and your bodyguard and the alt-right, you guys are extremely violent, and that's why they took you off Twitter. Where you at? You guys are freezing. All right, let me talk to my brother. I'm talking to my brother, babe. Get out of here. You got a pink fucking phone. Get out of here.
I don't want you to see the company that I hang around.
I'm talking to my brother. I'm talking to my brother here. This is my brother.
All right.
I'm out.
Get him out of here. Oh, I'm talking to my brother here. RC is my brother. I love your hustle. RC is hustling these white supremacists. I love this guy. Because I know this is a hustle for RC. He's a smart brother.
By the way, keep note that my mentioning of affirmative action wasn't to say that affirmative action somehow has been ameliorating the victimhood of black men.
It's just a talking point.
My bringing up affirmative action was simply to say that you can't sit with a straight face and say that white supremacy is ingrained in society when literally governmentality has tried to push and propel non-whites back into society. And my question to you, Tariq, is how are you not literally becoming a caricature of someone who is serious when you literally say that everything is white supremacy? You call Baked Alaska a white supremacist?
Because he is.
Based on his words, he's actually done a lot to help me in terms of creative design, creative content, and managing my brand. How can you say someone like Baked Alaska is literally a white supremacist?
Brother, you're going to have to listen. Don't troll. I told you. We're not going to troll. Baked Alaska, understand, he's a troll. You, I know you're a troll too, but we're not going to do that. You know better. I know the hustle. You're a hustling guy, and I respect the hustle, but don't start trolling. That's a cop-out. You're still with the white supremacists because the white supremacists, they've always used black people who would regurgitate their talking points so they can use you as a shield. My thing is, I'm glad that you're getting money off of it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I pay certain black folks to regurgitate that same stuff that you do. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you're getting paid. There's a lot of black folks who play that whole, I'm a black conservative, what about black on black crime, and they're down with team black empowerment. Shout out to Candace Owens. She was one of those people who ran game on the white supremacists. I love her. They propped her up, and she was secretly getting intel on these damn white supremacists, and I love that sister. But they kind of exposed her a little bit, but I still take my hat off to her. Shout out to Joy Villa. She was another one walking around with the Trump hat and all that stuff, and they found out she was low-key hustling. So I respect the hustle, and you're low-key hustling too, and I love it. Get all your money out of these white supremacists, because in a system of white supremacy, they create economic deprivation, so you got to get your money from them any way you can. So I respect your hustle, brother.
Right. You know, I don't know about your audience. I don't know what their average IQ is, but I want to make sure that the general audience is understanding what's happening. I'm literally giving you specific analysis
about how
white supremacy has to be diluted as a power structure given certain things that are happening, and you're literally just engaging in deprecating comments about saying that I'm engaging in a hustle. You have to remember,
I'm giving you props, sir.
And what I do as a political operative is what I get paid for. Everything I do as a public figure, quote unquote, that's because I have a passion for problems that are arising in society. And people like you, who sees everything as either it's a hustle or it's not, people like you you're the one with the hustle. You want to create and continue racial animosity, so you continue to get paid and write books and try to use yourself as a personality. For me, this isn't a hustle. This is what I believe. This is what I was taught.
No, you don't. And also, see, the thing is, brother, you recognize game. I know you hustling. Even that whole thing, you were talking about the American Voice pack, and you're the national guy in that C.L. Bryan's pack. No, it's not. That's not C.L. Bryan's pack, brother. That's Scott McKay's thing. And Scott McKay runs a website called The Hayride. And Scott McKay is a known, he's another white supremacist. On his website, The Hayride, they got little articles on there about me. So you're tied in with all these white supremacists, and they're the ones who are backing you. I'm not knocking your hustle, brother. Also, family, if you're listening, Google Scott McKay and put scammer in there. Just look up Scott McKay and scammer. And also Google Scott McKay, snake oil salesman. He's a well-known con artist, suspected white supremacist. He has websites with all types of anti-black rhetoric. They have articles about me. So it's not a coincidence that this brother is on here being the mouthpiece for these white supremacists, because they're too cowardly to step to me. They'll push you out there because nobody really knows you. And I'm not saying that to disparage you. I know you're trying to get your weight up, but they'll let you put yourself out there. And it's nothing to kind of debunk what you're saying, because you don't really have a rep to maintain. But the Mike Cernoviches, people like that, the white supremacists like him. And Mike, he's a known white supremacist. He has admitted of being down with the alt-right. He tried to deny it later. But we know that Mike is a white supremacist himself. And you got a white supremacist, Baked Alaska, in there himself. This guy has all types of anti-black, white genocide, black powers, white genocide, all this stupid shit that these dudes try to use to justify dominating and mistreating people based on race, and they try to hide it behind people like you. And I understand it as long as you're getting your money, because what you're doing is what I call the Booker T. Washington hustle. See, Booker T. Washington did the exact same thing you're doing. He was the guy running around black society saying, hey, cast down your buckets where you are. Stop trying to fight white supremacy. And a lot of black people were mad at Booker T. Washington. But secretly, Booker T. Washington couldn't stand white supremacists, and he funded a lot of black radical groups secretly. So that's a long time hustle that I can respect, brother. You are my brother, and I love you, RC.
Right. You know, it's odd how you continue to talk about days that are really long forgotten. You have to remember, Tariq, we're in 2017. There is no need for a black separatist ideology. It literally only serves as a detriment to society. And furthermore, you have to know, perception is entirely subjective. So much of the stuff that you're saying to attempt to slander or ad hominem attack American Voice Pack and our treasurer.
Whoa. Wait. Stop. You said, what did I say that was incorrect? Is that not Scott McKay's pack?
It's C.L. Bryant founded our pack. If you know how packs work, the founding member essentially creates the vision, the scope, and the mission. They're also pretty much in charge.
Who's controlling the money? Who controls the money, brother?
Scott McKay is a treasurer.
That controls the money. That means he controls the money, sir. He controls the money, sir. Let's not play those little word games. Let's not go there. Don't hustle me.
No, he controls the money. The money is controlled by our attorney who files all of our finances.
Stop it, brother.
Welcome for that white supremacist money that I paid you with, that $100, to get you to do this debate. The difference between you and I is that I actually care about the trajectory of where the black community is going.
Yes, he gave me $100. He gave me $100 to do it.
Say, you know, that makes me an identitarian to some perspective, because I specifically care about my race. And that's what Mike Cernovich does. He cares about his race, as he should do. I care about my race. So I talk about black issues. So you can continue to call Mike Cernovich a white supremacist,
I know you have to save him. I know you have to save him. But okay, so this is caring about race. This is one of Mike Cernovich's quotes about Trayvon Martin. Okay, so this is all about caring about race. What did he say about Trayvon Martin? What's that disgusting ass quote about Mike Brown? Trayvon Martin didn't get to rape somebody because he got before he could rape somebody. So is that all about caring about your race?
That's locker room talk.
Oh, okay. He's a provocateur. White daddy says so.
And that's great.
That's my white daddy say so talk. It's all locker room talk until somebody starts getting killed.
You've yet to give any historical context or any sort of actual analysis that proves or disproves the mocking of the death of people. My argument to you is, you're trolling, and it's a shame that Ben Shapiro, a white person, has one of my favorite quotes about contemporary black society.
Now you're trolling.
If you're black and if you do not have kids out of wedlock, if you graduate high school, if you don't commit crimes and have a job, you will succeed in society. So right. Many of the ills of black people that you are talking about right now is caused by poverty.
Okay.
And it's caused by crimes that they are committing.
Okay.
On a fundamental level, as long as they accomplish the things I just mentioned, they will not come in contact with.
So why? So okay, okay. So why? Wait, wait. Stop, brother. Stop. You're trolling. Stop. Let me unpack what you're saying. Now you're just throwing out those bullshit Ben Shapiro talking points. Okay, black people commit crime. That's the problem with black folks. We like committing crime. Why do black people like committing so much crime? What is it about black people that makes us commit so much crime?
I think that much of it has to, much of it has to do with the lack of a nuclear family.
Okay, so why is it that black people, out of all the people in the world or in the country, why don't we have a nuclear family? Is it the Democrats?
Yes. I can literally explain to you how.
Okay, there you go. Okay, brother, this is boring at this point. Okay, it's the Democrats that stop black folks from getting the nuclear family.
Let's make it. No. In the 1980s, when black men were entering the workforce in literally record numbers under Ronald Reagan, that happened afterwards. You've seen dependence policy become largely incentivized.
Right.
It literally became more financially incentivized for you to have multiple kids out of wedlock and get on government.
Oh, you froze, bro. That's why I like you to get to your point so you don't start spewing all of that canned bullshit. You're freezing up. He's freezing up again. There you go.
To have kids out of wedlock because they started locking men in jail who weren't paying their child support. Now, I'm not saying that that's a bad policy in and of itself, but that was a liberal policy, and in the context of all
there
the
you
other
go.
Liberal
it's policies. The Democrats made them do it. The devil made them do it. The Democrats made them do it. Okay. That whole family structure breakdown started in the 1960s. It didn't start in the 80s. Go to the Moynihan Report. It talked about that, but that had nothing to do with the Democrats or the Republicans. That's nothing but a straw man argument. So you're saying that the problem with black folks is the Democrats.
I'm saying dependence policy in the 80s and 90s drastically devastated the black community.
Okay.
And that was created by liberalism.
Okay. So that liberal policy, it wasn't race specific, RC. That wasn't a race specific policy. Everybody could have got access to that policy. Why did that policy specifically target black folks then?
I mean, you're making an argument for me because consequently I can say, yeah, crack was the government created crack, but they didn't force black people to do it, but they still did it. And does that and people like you say that the crack epidemic was an instance of white supremacy. So my question, which one is it? Is it individual responsibility exists or is it we should blame other people? I believe it's the former.
Okay, you just changed the subject. Let's go back to what I asked you, sir. Are you here? You're freezing. I don't see you. Okay, I don't see
you. Yeah, one second. I'm going to let that come back in. One second, you guys. So I'm just going to recap just for everybody so they can understand. We have a debate right now. Cernovich Media is hosting the debate between R.C. Maxwell, a.k.a. Black Hannity, at Black Hannity on Twitter, and Tariq Nasheed, at Tariq Nasheed on Twitter.
There you go.
So for anybody coming in, this is a heated debate. It's a great conversation. I'm glad that we can be hosting it, and I'll let you get back where I think we have R.C.'s feedback, so I'll let you go back in there.
There you go. So the question is, what was it specific about black people that allowed black people to be so affected by those policies that were not race specific?
Culture. Culture. You're asking me why black people flock to welfare? That's a question that I can't answer. But I would say it's likely it's literally a forbidden fruit that was dangled out by liberals and black people took the bait.
Black people
took the bait.
Okay, but you can't answer why. It's the boogeyman thing. So black, it's that whole white supremacist concept that black people are the boogeyman. See, that's why I say white supremacy is a religion. White supremacy is a religion. And I know Mike and all these guys are listening. You guys are part of the white supremacy religion. And in that religion, whiteness is God. Blackness is bad. Blackness is evil. Blackness is the boogeyman. Blackness is going to get you. Blackness, we don't know why. We don't know how to stop it. But it's going to get you and beware and buy our next book. Watch our next show. Come to our next alt-right meeting. It's a money grab. It's nothing but a religion. You cannot go into the origins of why these things work. It's always this. It's the Democrats' fault. So that's that whole
lack of self-awareness on that point is hilarious.
Prove it wrong.
White supremacy as the boogeyman all the time. So your lack of self-awareness
because we're in a system of white supremacy because they said so. The white supremacists told us that. Yes.
So you still yet to prove how we're in a state of white supremacy. I have proven to you. I've already literally. You've not responded. I've already told you about why there are literally non-POCs, non-whites or protected class. Anyone who is characterized as a white supremacist gets censored and they're considered a taboo in society.
What black person you say? Wait, that's not true.
All of these claims.
Because that's not true.
Black warrants, by the way.
Because that's not true.
Doesn't have a Twitter.
That's not true. What you're saying? You're just making stuff up. That's not true. That's why. What? How do I respond to a lie? That's not true. What you just said was a bald-faced lie.
It's not a societal taboo.
What you said is a lie. There's no black people, and you keep whoa. I'm talking about black people. You keep saying non-white. I'm talking about black people are not protected. Black people are not a protected class. White supremacy dominates all areas of activity right now: labor, law, education, sex, war, religion, and other things. Tell me which area of activity right now is not dominated by white supremacy. Name one.
I don't know what to say to you.
The banking
system is not dominated by whites. Stereotypical
white supremacy. The hell it ain't, sir.
Hollywood. Did you say athletics?
Really?
I would say most.
You're saying that the athletics, and you got black people getting blacklisted for speaking up against white supremacy right now, and you got team owners talking about their players are inmates and slaves and all. You're trying to say athletics is not dominated by white supremacy? Are you insane?
He got completely ostracized and made fun of on a national platform for having a problem, for literally forgetting the idiom. He mentioned an idiom. He said it improperly. He literally got demonized. My point to you, and you cannot counter this,
sir. Slow down. You're changing the subject.
This is what happens to anyone.
You're changing the subject.
Beliefs. How can you say you're that you changing can be an openly the subject? Proud white supremacists in America and not
you're
be considered
changing
a social
the
taboo.
Subject.
You're literally just lying to yourself.
You're changing the subject. You just named some things, and I'm debunking the hell out of all of them. You said the banking wasn't controlled by white supremacy. The hell is not. You said athletics isn't. The hell it's not. By Jews? Well, so you're saying that Jews are not white?
I'm gonna go ahead and deflect my.
No. What do you say? No, no.
White and who's
wait,
not.
Wait, wait. So the Jews? Are you doing? Wait. So you said the Jews? No. So it's the Jews.
Spencer,
so you're using it's the Jews.
People like you.
So you're using
exist.
It's the Jews. Okay, now he's trolling. He's trolling.
Richard Spencer wouldn't exist,
brother. I can't. Now you're being anti-Semitic. You blame it's the Jews' fault. Are you doing that, brother? Don't do that. You don't want to go down the anti-Semitic road, brother.
I never said it was Jews' fault. I said whites don't consider Jews
no,
white.
No, you didn't. You said the Jews are running it, brother. You said the Jews are
controlled by, you know, lots of Jewish influence. There's
no,
nothing,
now you're cleaning
up.
You just said the Jews. See, brother, you don't let them get you into those white supremacist talking points, and you're going to beat up on the Jews, people based on religion, because religion and race are two different things, by the way. But I'm going to save you from that. I don't want you to go down that road, brother. You're using those talking points, and those guys in that room will throw your little black ass under the bus. So I want you to get your money. So let's reel it back a little bit. Okay, so you're talking about Charlottesville. All right.
Yes.
You're talking about Charlottesville, yes. And you were talking about how they're being docked. Do you know those white extremists? Because there's a difference between white supremacists and white extremists. It took them weeks to arrest those white extremists out there. They were killing people. It took them weeks to arrest those people. So that's white privilege, which is a part of white supremacy in itself. So let's not confuse white extremist from
and
white
that's
supremacy.
The difference between you and I is that there's a little work that's take to unpack what happens as an implication and what caused that. You've actually explained no causality between there being weeks in order to identify and arrest people who have committed crimes. And this is what you do frequently.
Okay.
This is your epistemology. You just blatantly assert everything as white supremacy, and then you say, yes, I have won.
Okay.
And that's the problem.
But it's not me. But it's you saying it's me. It's not me. I'm quoting white supremacists themselves saying that this is white supremacy. You have politicians now who say we're in a system of Western power and Western supremacy and white supremacy. You have people having these marches going around talking about how supreme and white they are. You have the alt-right, which is your people. They're part of that. You have Richard Spencer, which your people, they act like they're bickering with each other. But they go around constantly talking about how they dominate and how they are white supremacists and blacks are inferior. And you hang around with these people, Stephen Molyneux, who goes on and on about how black people have genetic lower IQs. Do you buy into that ideology, sir?
No, because people are different. Stephen Molyneux is a great radio host. He has great discussions on race. He is a race realist, in and of a belief. You know, he believes that there are – now, you're not saying all the conditions on which he believes that there can be a propensity for blacks to have a lower IQ. You're obviously doing a bit of a straw man on that. But I don't have to defend everything Stephen Molyneux says.
So wait. So you agree that there's some validity? So wait. You agree there's validity to black people having a lower IQ?
No, he references an old report that is pseudoscience that has been debunked by several people. That's not something I believe in. However, I will still gladly associate with Stephen Molyneux and talk to him about race because unlike people like you, he sees everything very practically. There is something that happens in the scope of realism when you look at things to how they actually exist in material reality and break them down versus what you do
That's called collaborating.
Alt-right, but generalize.
But wait, sir. You're saying it's a blanket statement, but the people that you just said you associated with, this is something that they said. They said it. They said black people have an inferior IQ. This is their words, not mine. So am I wrong for quoting him? Hello, you're freezing, sir. You're freezing.
Sorry about that. There we go. We're getting back here in
okay.
one second.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, there you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so am I wrong for quoting this guy for saying that black people have an inferior IQ? Am I wrong for that?
So you're saying that white supremacy exists because Stephen Molyneux likes to talk about race realism as a scholarship?
Okay,
right?
so is it real that
you're
wait, is it real?
Connection
wait. What's race realism? Define that.
It's pretty much what you engage in when you view races and you say that
sir, you're trolling, a kind of descriptive analysis
about people based on race. That's what you do all the time. You keep bringing up the term, between you and Stephen Molyneux.
Define race realism. This is a term that you keep using over and over. Define that, please.
I just did.
No, you did. You said it was me.
It allows you to make descriptive and kind of predictions about sets of people based on race.
So it's bad. Okay, now, so what you're saying is bad when I do it, but it's good when Steven does it, right?
I'm saying you engage in it. He engages in it. That doesn't prove white supremacy exists because a few people like to talk about race. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not...
You're all over the place, brother. You're stuttering. You're freezing. You're getting lost, brother. You're contradicting yourself, sir. They haven't given you all the good talking points yet. Let's wait on him to get back. Poor brother.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to transition here for a second, and I'm going to that feed come back and get solid. By the way, just so everyone's aware of what's happening, this is a debate, a discussion between R.C. Maxwell at Black Hannity and Tariq Nasheed at Tariq Nasheed. It's been a very fascinating conversation so far. Looks like that feed is coming back. Yes, I just want to say thank you guys also for coming on the platform and being willing to do this. I know these conversations can be difficult, but I do think it's important that we start having them and in an open way. So I'll let you guys get back to me.
Yes, indeed. So again, my point is, brother, and I don't want to beat you up, brother. I'm just trying to say, if you make a term, if you say something and then I ask you and you say something is okay with you, then I ask you to define it and then you apply it to me in a negative way, you're contradicting yourself, sir. You're running out of – well, sir, I would like for you to give a real definition of race realism.
Race realism is not something that I buy into.
But you just said you did, sir.
Wait a second. Time
out. You just said you did.
Let me speak.
You just said you did, brother. Okay.
You're continually asking me about what race realism is and whether or not.
Because you keep saying it, sir. You keep saying it.
This is something that Stephen Molyneux presses. I think Stephen Molyneux
and you gave him props for being a race realist. You gave Stephen Molyneux props for being a race realist. And I keep asking
good discussions.
Yes,
on race.
And you said
discussion of race.
And you said race real. You kept using the term race realist. I'm asking you to define the term, sir. And now you can't define it, my brother.
I have defined it. I said race realism is when you make open and overt descriptive analysis based upon sets of people based upon their race. And that's not something I prescribe to. But this is what the conversation has turned into.
You just said you did, but it's okay. All right, brother.
You no longer want to talk about whether or not white supremacy is ingrained in our society. You no longer want to talk about whether or not the myth of white supremacy existing is literally tertiarily related to your ability to make money. You don't exist, and Richard Spencer doesn't exist unless there is racial agitation in this country. Who, and that's why you want white supremacy to be a thing.
Where do you've I get – who proven, gives me money from not, white supremacy? Who gives me money?
How we're not – we're on a reverse trajectory.
Sir, wait. You're trolling, sir. You're trolling. Sir, stop trolling. Sir, you keep saying stuff, and then you keep talking over yourself so you don't have to answer some gibberish that you just put out there that wasn't true. You said that I keep making all this money from white supremacy. How? Who's giving me this white supremacy grievance money? Where am I getting this money from?
You're getting it from the threat construction. Let me explain to you let me explain to you how
prove
society
it.
Works.
Prove it.
You construct threats of whiteness dominating.
Who's giving
so
no,
pervasive
sir.
In society that people can die? People can
who's giving me this money?
Wait, let me finish.
Who's
let me talk
giving
for more
me
than
this
60
money,
seconds.
Sir?
Don't get interrupted, please.
I just answered the question.
Wait, you continually do this. You literally even do this in the news feed. A shooting happens, white supremacy. So this is literally what you do. You construct threats. And you do that literally for yourself to be a public figure, for you to make money, for people to listen to the radio show, because they need to hear Tariq Nasheed talk about big, bad white supremacy. You are literally the biggest walking contradiction and inherent inconsistency that I've seen. People like Antonio Foreman, Stephen Molyneux, Baked Alaska, they are people who live without hatred in their heart. And that what burns you up the most. It burns you up the most that we're moving toward a society where blacks and whites have race jokes together, where you see black teens letting their white friends say the N-word.
You're not convincing.
Loosen up a little
brother,
bit. That's not white supremacy.
Brother,
that's where society is going.
They're not
going
to believe you,
and
brother.
You just can't accept
that. You're overselling it, brother. Don't oversell it, brother. You're overselling it, brother. Don't mess your money up, brother. Come on. Now, brother, you are part of the Gay Lives Matter movement. Now, the thing
Gay
is,
Lives Matter?
Yes, you're part of the Gay Lives Matter movement.
Why do you say that?
I don't, I'm not trying to put your business all the way out there, brother, but you are.
I'm a heterosexual. I date women. You can probably guess their race, but I date women. I've only dated women. But
really,
I'm not
saying this to disparage you. Every picture I've seen of you has been with like these feminine looking white men. I've never seen you with a picture with a woman. Not once.
Check my Instagram. It's
okay.
Black
let me look this up because I've been looking for pictures of you with women. And I'm like, I haven't seen you with no women. And I just assumed that you were part of Gay Lives Matter. But, you know. And that's still up for debate. Yeah, you know, you might not want to come out or whatever. I'm not trying to disparage you, brother. But the thing is, I was going to make a point. And this is another thing, because I'm doing a documentary.
Wait, on that note, let me just tell you that, in fact, I'm actually a Western male chauvinist. I believe in traditional gender roles and stuff like that.
Right.
That's something that I believe as being integral to the black community being able to survive. So that's actually your team.
Let's get into that. So you're a male chauvinist. So you're a male chauvinist. So you date white women, of course, that's what you claim. So how do you guys, these guys who talk about white genetic fear, white genocide, how do they feel about a black man having sexual relations with white women, producing possibly black offspring, which is exactly what these guys are against? How do they feel being around you?
Yeah, contrary to popular belief, I'm not like always sitting in a room with Klansmen. You know, I don't know. It's not like I asked, hey, how do you feel about the fact that I might make a mixed baby? I mean,
well, I didn't say all that.
There's how many players
I didn't
NBA
say that.
Making mixed babies?
I don't
think they're worried about Black Hannity.
Well, they're the ones like Baked Alaska. He always talks about white survival. The white bloodline must continue. And it's very interesting that they would have a black person who's boning these white women among them. That's very interesting. Yeah.
Really, isn't that interesting to you?
It is. I'm not even passing judgment. I think it's very interesting. Not judgment at all.
Let me explain to you.
More power to you, brother. More power to you.
He's a white person, so he wants to make sure that he has a white kid and so on and so forth. There are also black people who believe that I shouldn't be dating white women. They believe that I should only procreate with the black race. So people have their own individual opinions and so on and so forth. That doesn't really bleed into people. See, as you're forgetting, people like Baked Alaska, they're friends of mine. So they would have no... no reason to object to something like that.
Because you're not going to, because they're friends with you because you regurgitate their talking points and they give you a little money on the side. And that's why they're friends with you. You're not really friends.
That's just an assumption. Once again, that's a lie. That's an assumption.
It's not an assumption.
This is all you do. This is all you've continued to do.
No, because, sir, listen, you said that I get money from this person, but you can't name them. I name the people you get money from, like Scott McKay and all of these white supremacist suspects. These are specific people you get money from. You can't name the people I get money from.
Identified how you entirely, how your brand functions.
We just made up something, sir. You made up something, sir.
Constructing white supremacy as a threat. So literally, you have to continue to say it's a threat. My brand is not about what I don't know what you think. You know,
my brother, I'm not sure
that Trump wins in 2020.
I know, brother, the Republicans hold districts in
2018.
Get your money.
Get your money, brother. It's not based on commodifying some sort of identity of identity. Yours is.
I know.
So
brother.
There
get
are
your
obviously
money.
Reasons to be suspect
get your
of
money,
your motive
brother.
And your ethical and your knowledge construction.
Get
there's
your
reasons
money.
To be suspect,
get
and
your
there
money.
Are valid reasons.
Get your money.
You can't exist without creating a race war.
Get your money and bang those white women, brother. I'm all with you. Wink, wink. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you all day. You are my brother. That's why I love you. I love you. I know the hustle, brother. I've been in the streets. I know the game, brother. I'm going to give you some money my goddamn self. Keep it popping, brother. I thought you were gay lives matter. I'm glad that you're out here banging these white women. That's what's up. I love it. Anyway, well, brother, where else are we going with this thing, brother? Because the talking
points. As a summary, I've made very obviously concise arguments. White supremacy is a social taboo. White supremacists get sin.
Okay, you're freezing up again, brother. Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and let him come back here real quick. We're going to be wrapping this up here in a few minutes. But while Hannity's coming back, again, you guys, R.C. Maxwell, Tariq Nasheed, this has been a fascinating conversation,
yes.
For sure. And, you know, again, I'm glad you guys have come on here. Definitely going to have you guys back on again if you ever want to do something
like
this again.
I want to debate Cernovich, Ben Shapiro, Baked Alaska, he's a goddamn clown. Nobody takes him seriously. They took his Twitter down, so he's nobody. But give me the reputable ones. Jack Posobiec, whatever the fuck his name is. All of these guys who are on the ADL white supremacist list, those are the ones I want. I want the big dogs.
The ADL's a joke, and if you don't know that,
but why are you disparaging the Jewish community, brother? Don't call the ADL a joke, and you're making disparaging remarks about Jewish brothers and sisters. Don't do that, brother.
I've not made a single disparaging remark.
Yeah, brother, you keep making disparaging remarks.
You said that whites dominate every instance of society.
Oh, brother,
industry where it's dominated by ethnic Jews, and you're continuing to say that I disparage Jews.
You
right?
did, brother.
This is
you
where
keep
your line of thinking just makes
the
no sense.
ADL is a joke. You're making disparaging remarks about the Jewish community. I don't want you to go that road, brother. That's gonna mess your little money up, brother. Keep your money going. Don't fuck your money up. All right, brother. All right, let me reel you back a little bit because you're doing too much. All right. All right. Anyway, brother, RC, where can people find you, brother? Where can people find you online, and where the white women can find you? Where can they find you, brother?
You can find me online via New Media.
God damn, the Ogun spirit is making this brother freeze up. He keeps freezing up. Bring him back.
We will. Well, yeah, he'll come back here. See what happens.
If you want to become a contributing member of American Voice Pack, you can visit our website, AmericanVoicePack.org, or send me an email, Maxwell@AmericanVoicePack.org. We're going to be registering lots of Republicans to vote in 8 different states coming up for the 2018 election, both the primary and the general. And we're going to be making sure that we not only fight against Democrats, but we fight against the GOP, never Trump establishment. So that's what I'm working on.
All right, brother. I hope you didn't mess your little career up. I didn't want you to mess your money up, man. You might have messed your little money up tonight, man. You were doing the most, brother. You were putting your
foot in. Alaska did nothing wrong. And by the way, you're welcome for the $100. You can thank the Hannity Corporation.
Yes.
Brown Hannity came through with a good chunk of that.
I made this brother give me some money if you want to talk to me. I made him pay up, goddammit. I love it. That's what's up. The white supremacy
gave
me some money.
Hey, tell Simone Sanders I want to debate her. I'll throw her a little bit of money, too.
Who's the whole money? Okay, all right. You over there with the lisp in the booty hole wide open with them white supremacists in the room, and Mike Cernovich is known for rape cases. And Mike has been arrested for rape back in the day, so he's a rape apologist. So you over there with the rapist, brother. I mean, goddamn. Let's not go that route, brother.
I've been 24/7 random ad hominem attacks, but
you start talking about calling somebody a hoe, and you over there with people arrested for rape, and Baked Alaska over there hollering at underage girls, and there's videos of him getting his pedophile game on. You over there with the sexual perverts, brother. Let's not go that route. All right. Anywho,
so now we've moved from white supremacy is a thing to black hand these homies are sexual perverts. Gotcha.
Oh, my goodness, gotcha, brother. Truth. They're gotcha, your homies. Truth. All right, brother. Anyway. All right. Thank you so much, man. Y'all been real, man. Hope you get your money back up, brother. Y'all be good, brother. Black power, RC. Black power, brother. All right. Oh, man. That was funny. Oh, the Cooner. Let me put on my Mackin music. All right, so that's RC. He, as you see, you know, light work. That was nothing, and it was nothing to debunk this dude. Oh, he had all the white supremacists in the room trying to egg him on and cheer him on, and he kept putting his foot in his mouth. He kept contradicting himself. That's why I really don't like debating the minions of white supremacy. See, the white supremacists were scared. They were scared. That's why they were all in the room. They were all in the background egging him on. They'll let him take all the shots. And he done sat up here and made some messed up comments about Jewish people. And I mean, they let him really put his foot in his mouth. And he started backpedaling. And that's why I don't like whooping a nobody. Give me one of the big dogs. Yeah, they were somebody in the chat room. You're absolutely right. They were passing him notes. They were passing his ass notes. Yeah, I hope y'all caught that. They were in there giving him notes, and he was getting stuck, and they sliding him notes and all this old bullshit. He was playing that whole coon mascot role, and it was backfiring on him. They couldn't write the notes fast enough. He was fumbling. You dig? I think that's probably why he was freezing. They would pause it so he can get his little notes together. What's up, James Ramones? He's nobody. Basically, what this was, he was going to try to use a debate with me so he can, he thought he was going to use those bullshit talking points so he can go try to make a tape to give to Fox News or something. He's just trying to audition for Fox. But I wanted to expose all those white supremacists who's connected with him. That was my whole thing. That's why he was up here talking about the American Voice Pack as if that was some kind of black thing. And I wanted to expose that shit right live on air to see what he says. And then he started stuttering when I exposed the white supremacist who runs that pack. He starts stuttering and changed the subject. I wanted to expose all the fuckery. Now, it messed his little money up. But again, like I said, Google Scott McKay and scam artist. I mean, there's documents about the dude who runs the pack this nigga was promoting who's a known scam artist. This guy's a known scam artist and a white supremacist. My God. Anyway, what's up, Ogun? You said he got me on a few points. Which ones were they, Ogun? Now, y'all call up. Let's hear from the family. Let's hear from the Melanoid family. 818-850-5404. That is the number. Let's hear the Melanoid family call up. And boy, you know, and another thing, I got him when I brought up the fact that Mike Cernovich got arrested for rape. Because he loves defending Mike Cernovich. That's his whole thing. Mike Cernovich is his dude. So when I brought that rape up, that nigga, I wish y'all could have seen the look on his face. Because I can see his face. Y'all can't see his face. Oh, the look on his face was embarrassment than a motherfucker. Because now what you gonna do, defend that? What you gonna do, defend rape? You dig? But yeah, my thing here dealing with this dude, I really wanted to expose the people that were around him. Now, Ogun, where you at in the chat room? Or are you just in here trolling? Because Ogun, I think Ogun is in here trolling. Okay, Ogun is just, he's trolling. All right, let me see who's on the phone real quick. What's up, who's calling?
It's your boy Jimmy J. Smooth at the 832. What's popping, what's dropping?
Hey, brother, how are you, man? What's on your mind?
Man, nothing much, man. Man, the dude was doing nothing but eyes bucking cooning throughout the whole debate. All he was doing was deflecting, yes. He was talking over you and shit, man. I'm like, dude, hang up on this motherfucker. That's what I was kind of like, man.
I know.
I just got.
I know.
I just got. I just got tired of that dude, man. I mean, all he was doing was just deflecting and shit, man. I was like, dude, just hang up on this clown. This dude is just eyes fucking cooning, tap dancing, Savion Glover, Sammy Davis. Come here, tap dancing on with his
real
talking points, brother.
Shit, man. Real shit. But thank you, brother. Thank you for the call. Yeah, after a while, after a while, I just kind of start feeling sorry for the dude, man. I'm like, I ain't trying to beat up on you like this where you just... And I ain't trying to beat up on you because the brother is hustling. I know he's hustling, and I'm not trying to embarrass him. You know, I'm trying to really give him that work, and, you know, they put him out. I ain't trying to embarrass the brother like that. I mean, damn. Man. So dude was a weak coon. Yeah, I didn't want to embarrass the dude, man. You do, you dig? He was embarrassing himself. He kept contradicting himself. You know, and that's what they do. They get these dudes and they pay them, and I'm naming the people who's paying them. He can't deny it. I got all the I got all types of documents on this nigga. I really could have went for the jugular. I got all types of documents on this dude, and he knows. He knew. He's like, oh shit, this nigga knows more than I think he knows. All that bullshit wasn't gonna work on me. I know who's funding you. My God. Okay, let me get Ogun Jr. out the room. Okay, Ogun, this nigga Ogun Jr. is in here trolling. Okay, all right, I'm getting you up out the room. See, that's why I really wanted to chop it up with him just to give y'all the mindset of that coon mindset. Because, again, I'm doing a documentary on that. And I just want to show, I really wanted to get into him. I really wanted to see what his background was and really get into who he was. But the thing is, he kept using all of those canned talking points that they give them. Well, the thing is, in progressiveness, and then you get into the Democratic Party, and then they have welfare production. He's just spewing off a bunch of canned talking points. And another thing is, he said that he's straight. I don't think this brother's straight, and I'm not saying that to diss this dude. I ain't saying this to diss this dude, but I don't think the brother's really straight. And there's nothing wrong with you being gay, but the brother looks and acts very gay. Every picture I saw him with is a picture of white dudes. I'm going to look at his Instagram and see what he's talking about. He was with some white women or whatever. But the dude, I think the dude is gay for real. And the thing is, those white supremacists, they like, you know, gay and moist dudes. They have no problem with those dudes being around. And that's why when I brought up, I'm like, are you banging these white women? I mean, how do these guys feel about it? Because these guys, their whole platform is all about race purity. And there's a black dude out here banging the white women. So how are they feeling about that? You dig? Yeah, that's James Earl Moans in the chat room said something very interesting. Instagram pictures don't prove you straight, by the way. I'm going to look up his damn Instagram now. But a couple of pictures of women on Instagram, that don't mean you straight now. Just because you take a couple of pictures with some women, that don't mean you straight. All right, let me see who's on the phone. All right, what's up? Who's on the phone? Hello.
Tariq?
Hey.
Yo. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
This is Marcus.
Marcus, what's on your mind, brother?
Yo, how you been? Yo, man, how do you feel about Alex Jones, Tariq?
Okay, shit. I mean, get to the goddamn point, brother. What's taking you so long to get to the point? Alex Jones is another suspected white supremacist. He's a fucking phony. He's a liar.
So?
He's a conspiracy theorist phony. He has admitted that he's full of shit. He went to court and says that all of his stuff is bullshit. He's just an entertainer. This is his own words. He admitted that all of his stuff is basically phony. He has admitted that, so... What do you think about
it? I didn't call you to defend Alex Jones, but I do want to say, you know, he's a pretty entertaining guy. A lot of what he does is entertaining, but what he says, he means.
No, he doesn't.
Listen, he really means
He means white supremacy. All right, bro. Thank you. You sound crazy as cat. Hit your goddamn self, brother. I ain't about to get you on this phone. All right. You sound like a goddamn weirdo. Yeah, even Alex Jones' own lawyer said he was a phony. I mean, Alex Jones is wrong about so much shit, it's ridiculous. The Illuminati, the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commissioners, fuck out of here. Yeah, the caller sounded like he was trolling. I had to get his stupid ass off here. Yeah, but Alex Jones is an admitted fraud, so, yeah. Anyway, my God. All right, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Hold on, let me see some. Let me try to look this guy... I'm going to try to look this guy up, Black Hannity, R.C. Maxwell. I'm trying to look him up on I'm looking at this R.C. dude on Instagram. Okay, I don't see this nigga with no women. Hold on. Wait, hold on. I'm looking at his Instagram right now. Hold on. Okay, there's one picture of him with a white woman where he's low-key kissing her from back in 2016. And it looks real fake. It looks like he's kissing his white adopted cousin or some shit. And there's nothing more romantic than true love. Okay, so this nigga, okay, you know what it is? I'm looking at this dude's pictures. This dude is gay, dude. I'm looking at his picture. I'm looking at his Instagram right now. I was about to stop this show, but fuck that. Hold on. I'm looking at his Instagram, and at first, really, there's a bunch of dudes on there he's with, and there's, like, a white woman on there, and some of the captions sound like he's trying to sound straight. I'm looking at a caption of him back in 2016. He's hugging a white woman. She has on a Trump hat. He's like, there's nothing more romantic than this. True love. Real Trumpets. Okay, this looks like some fake, contrived bullshit. This dude is gay than a motherfucker, man. I'm looking at this dude. It's just, he got on like pink shirts and he's kissing dogs. And the pictures with the women, it looks so, this dude is, go to Black Hannity. That's his Instagram, family. Go to Black Hannity. Go to Black_Hannity. And he's R.C. Maxwell. This dude ain't straight. The pictures with the women, it looked like they tried to set it up to make him look straight. It looked like they gave him a beard, quote unquote. You know how they do with gay dudes, give gay dudes to women to act as a beard? Look at this dude's Instagram, man. This dude, it looked like he got on some lipstick on one picture, dude. This dude is not straight, man. That's why they feel comfortable with this dude, man. So this dude has faked the funk a couple of times. There's a couple of things he already lied about. You dig? Okay, yeah, this Ogun, yeah, you are trolling, Ogun, and I'm getting your dumb ass up out of here, all right? All right, I got you up out of here, Ogun. But the thing is, the dude lied about a couple of things. He thought he was going to lie about that pack that he's with being a black-run pack, and I called him out on his damn lie. He got roasted on that goddamn lie, and then he had to concede. And he's lying about being straight. He got on, like, pink pants, and they're all tight, and he got on, like, some lip gloss. Not even, it's like lipstick. This dude ain't, and I ain't shitting on the dude for being gay, but damn, brother. That's why these dudes are letting him around. They know he's gay. That's why they're allowing him around. The pictures with the women he's with, it's like two pictures of him hugged up with women. And it looks like a staged fake photo. You dig? This dude ain't straight. I'm telling y'all, go to his page. Go to this nigga's page on Instagram. There's no way this dude is straight. And I'm not saying that to disparage him. I'm not saying that to disparage this dude. But this dude's booty hole is open for service. Now, you know, it's nothing for him to lie, you know, because that's he's getting money for lying. And you notice when I talked about banging the white women, when I started talking about banging white women, he got real uncomfortable. He started talking about he's a male chauvinist or whatever. I'm like, wait a minute. White supremacists, they don't allow no real manly black man around them. So that's why he got uncomfortable when I started talking about banging the white women. That nigga started looking like, he had a look on his face like, ew, like, why am I talking about something so gross? I wish y'all could have saw his face. But that nigga, boy hole, is open for service, man. If you look at that Instagram picture, the Instagram page, that nigga was faking the funk. And again, that goes into the theory that these white supremacists, they keep these moist dudes all around them. You dig?
Trust.
That's our seat.
Without it, there's no love.
All right. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here, man. Look, this Saturday, where are my LA people? If you're in LA, this Saturday, let me pull up all the information while I'm live on air. I'm going to be doing a panel discussion. It's going to be me, Dr. Boyce Watkins, a whole bunch of people. in Long Beach. Down in Long Beach. Let me give y'all the information right now. Hold on 1 second. Da-da-da-da-da. Wait a minute. Let me give y'all the information. Come on, where is it? Okay, the 38th annual Black Consciousness Conference at Cal State Long Beach. The Black Student Union is putting it together. Let me give y'all the link in the chat room so y'all can spread it. And I'm going to put it on my Twitter. But go to Eventbrite, for those who are listening to the show and you're not watching or whatever. Type in 38th Annual Black Consciousness Conference in Long Beach, California, Cal State University. Get your tickets. It's going to be an early event. It starts at 11 a.m. I'm going to be on a panel discussion at around 2. It's a lot of folks going to be there. It's going to be Dr. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Andrea Moore. I'm going to be on the panel. Sister Renee of Shades of Africa. That's my beloved sister. And then later that night, they got some power workshops. And that night, Brother Umar is going to be speaking later that night. So it's going to be a great event, man. It's going to be a great event. So go to Eventbrite, type in Black Consciousness Conference, and let me give y'all the link in the chat room, family. Let me know if you guys can see it in the chat room on Ustream. All right. Anyway, y'all, also go to 1804movie.com. Get your copy of 1804 Movie. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, ladies and gentlemen. And you guys be good. I will holler at you guys on.